Yesu yebazibonye bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Obira ku muganda wo
mulamuseeko. At your brethren, greet them.
Omwagalize omusana gw'ekigambo ogwaka.
And wish them light of the word which shines much.
Nagumulisa mu kizikizi ekyobulimba obwa Satan.
Light turns in darkness of the lies of Satan.
Era ng'omusana ogugutuwa amaanyi amangi agava eri Katonda.
And that light gives us much power from the Lord.
Okumeggana n'amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza.
To wrestle with all the evil powers of darkness.
Kubanga Katonda bw'alagira omusana ogw'ekigambo kye.
Because when God commands the light of his word
ogwaka mu kizikiza,
to shine in darkness,
ate tayinza butaweereza amaanyi agasinga obungi.
He cannot fail to send the much power.
Okusobola okulwanisa amaanyi ag'ekizikiza.
To be able to fight the powers of darkness. It means
when
reveals much light of his word, put that treasure in our vessel of clay, and the much power come from him and not from us, with an intention of fighting powers of darkness.
Because
revealed us darkness of the evil Satan, and he can't reveal darkness of lies of Satan. It does not send us much power of his Holy Spirit to confront powers of darkness which support darkness of lies of Satan. Now much light of word of God, when it shines, it lights in many lies of Satan. And they get revealed. But those lies, or that darkness of life, it holds powers of darkness, those which support that darkness to prevail. Now what God does, reveals the much light of knowledge,
and
he sends upon it much power, which can fight the powers of darkness, and they get destroyed in the name of Jesus. Now even today, we've come, he adds us the light of his word,
and
much power will increase from him through his Holy Spirit, as he promised. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. In 7, the Spirit will come. He will give you power.
You
will be my witnesses to the uttermost parts of the earth. Praise Jesus much. Even today we want to move on. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, and by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus much. We bless in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God, the word which caused a lot of jealousy of the devils, even those who still hold darkness of ignorance. But we based in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God, to move on, reach you, resetting or restoring order in the church of God. Praise Jesus much. And we are still moving on. And we see the principal foundations of the gospel of salvation. Praise Jesus much. And we still look to the foundation of faith towards God. Praise Jesus much. That foundation, remember, we first saw within it three major things. Where we first saw that there is no rightful faith except that come from hearing, and hearing the word of God. God proved by Romans 10, start from verse 7, that faith come from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Praise Jesus much. And when we understood that all things will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. That's the reason why we consider most faith towards God passing through the word. And when we knew that God moved on magnify his word above his name, according to Psalms 138 verses 1 to 2, decided to hold our faith towards God as we pass through hearing his word. Praise Jesus much. Now when we finished, we got reminded that there are three other things, 2 to 3 things, which are considered most in faith towards God. Praise Jesus much. Who remembers them? You remind us. There are three other things, those considered most, our faith towards God through the word. The microphone reminds us that we be in class, all of us. They sent to make all nations disciples and not followers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Teacher Banji Chrysolite by name. The three things that God looked at most. Why we have to believe first through his words. The first, that because God, the first is that the word of God is the light which lightens us. Do not stumble on the way as we move with God. The second, that God does not fulfill our words, but he fulfills his words. When he has sent the Holy Spirit and the angels, them to fulfill the word of God, but not our words. Then the third, it is that him, God, hears the prayer of the righteous man. That's why we have faith backed with acts.
Yes, sir.
That our faith should have actions attached. Then we can be able to be heard through the word of God. And the other, that's impossible. We
to
have held the word of God to halfway. That faith cannot be placed before God.
Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We look to three other things, those considered most in our faith towards God, in the foundation of faith towards God. Praise Jesus much. Moving in light of the word of God, that we do not stumble as we move together with him, even working with him. But we were told that the light of the word of God, whatever it lightens, they have stood on the foundation which said do or do not do. Those are the laws and the commandments. When we heard in the Psalms 139, the verse 119 verse 105, he said that the word of God is a lamp, light which lightens our feet. Spoke of the laws saying that the command is the lamp and the law is the light. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now we look to many things, but this day we want to look at that God, that when we are working with God, he does not fulfill our words. He fulfills his words. That's why we look most of faith towards God. And it comes from hearing and hearing his words. Because he will not fulfill our words, God He does not fulfill our words. He fulfills His words. And when He sends His Spirit and His holy angels, they fulfill His word.
We
do not fulfill our words. That's why the reason we look to most the word of God, never to go from it. Praise Jesus much. Remember when we begin, He says, according to Psalms 103, verses 20, He speaks as He says this. Psalms 103, verses
20. Zaburi chikumi musatu olunyora makumi abiri.
Psalms 103, verse 20.
Mumwebaze mukama mweba malaika abe. Mwabazira abamanyi abatukirize chigambo che. Ngamuulire dobozi lye chigambo che.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Psalms 103, verse
20,
bless the Lord, you His angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill His words,
and
hearken to the voice of His words.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, in our faith towards God, we look most of faith come from hearing and hearing the word of God.
But
if we preach the word of changing people, they cannot be changed except we preach the word of God to changing the many.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we pray for people, we quote the word of God. Because God does not fulfill our words, He fulfills His words. Now when you will be preaching, expect that people will be changed, yet you preach your own words, there is no one you will change. For the Spirit will not fulfill in the people the words you speak as you.
He
cannot fulfill, therefore He doesn't fulfill what you have spoken. He fulfills the word of God which is written.
When
pray for someone before God, quote your own words as you. God does not fulfill them. He fulfills His words.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is why He tells you that God is the Spirit. And He tells you,
even
the words I tell you, they are spirit. There is no way you differentiate them.
What
sees himself fulfill and is preaching himself.
He
hears himself speaking. You have to connect His words. That's why in John chapter 4, verse 24,
the
Bible tells you like this. John chapter 4, verse 24.
Katonda gwe moyo naba bamusinza chibagwanira okusinzanga moyo namazima.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Katonda gwe moyo.
God is spirit.
Abamusinza.
And those who worship Him must worship in the Spirit and the truth. If you will connect with God, you have to be in the Spirit. If you pray to be heard, you be in the Spirit. There is no any other spirit except the words of God. We make up the word of God. If you make a relation, He is Spirit. If you
are
to worship and connect, you have to be in the Spirit. You have to preach that it touch people to change them. You have to be in the Spirit. You have to preach in the Spirit. In Himself. Yes.
Even
to pray for people,
them
and the Spirit who works, you work with, speak His words. Speak His words. When we speak His words, it's made up of His words, the words of God. They are called the Holy Scriptures. They are holy as we just passed
through.
That nothing of them is crooked. Neither is that perverse. All the unrighteousness.
So they are
not like of human beings. When
you
read the John 6,
in
the verse 63, all the words of God, they are spirits.
Almost,
him himself hears himself. John chapter 6, verse 63.
Omoyo gwe guleto bulamu, omobiri teguliko kyegugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo gwe bulamu.
Yes.
Ebigambo bya Katonda.
The words of God.
Gwe mwoyo.
It is spirits.
Gwe bulamu.
They are alive.
Aba yeewulira mu bulamu bwe nnyini.
He hears himself in the real life.
Nga bw'oneewulira ewantu ng'oyogera.
As you hear yourself somewhere speaking.
N'ogamba ekyo nze nakirayira
ntekukituukiriza.
Buli lw'obuulira ng'okwotinga ye.
Anytime you preach quoting him.
Okwotinga ebyawandiikibwa.
You quote the scriptures.
Okwotinga bigambo bya Katonda.
You quote the words of God.
Buli lw'osaba.
Anytime you pray.
Okwotinga ebigambo bye ebyawandiikibwa.
What the scriptures.
Ekigambo kye.
His words.
Okwotinga ye kennyini.
You quote
him
that you say it.
Gwe kennyini era weewuulire.
You yourself and you hear yourself.
Wagamba.
You say it.
Abamwete gefu nyo.
He is so ready.
Omoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Ne bamalaika abatumibwa okukola emirimu gya Katonda.
Angels said the works of God.
Boluulira ekyo.
When they hear that.
Nga batuukiriza.
And they fulfill.
Mukutuukiriza.
In fulfilling.
Okulina point eri eyokusatu.
It's what moves to the third
point. Wawulidde ebigambo ebyo n'okukiriza.
That you had those words.
Ebikulwa.
Believed and put on actions.
Ebyobutuukirivu.
Of righteousness.
Esale omutukirivu.
The prayer of a righteous person.
Ekigambo ky'omutukirivu.
The word of a righteous person.
Ekikyusa bangi.
It changes many.
Kubanga kwotinga Katonda kennyini.
Because he quotes God.
Katonda n'agamba sinza lekeera kigambo kyange.
God said I cannot ignore my words.
Kubanga agamba.
Because he says.
Ekigambo kyange sikituma nekidda.
My word.
Kujja kimaze otukiriza.
I don't send it and comes back except it's fulfilled.
Ye uliranga ye.
He hears himself, it's him.
Simbo inengeri jo chitegeddem.
Yes.
Kadinga sinabagenda.
Now before I go there.
Wagame ntatu machigambo chine chida.
Not said is what it comes back.
Ngati chimaze kula bya
chitumide
kuba abaye.
Exactly.
Yeke nyine
himself.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much.
Na ye,
but
nabwe tukugambye ko ntebigambo bya tugamba gwe
mwoyo. As we say the word is say their spirit.
Era mwe bula.
And they are alive.
Biha ukana bitya.
How do they differ?
Nebigambo byabantu
with the human words.
Ye
him
ayogera mu ngere suli omunana.
This is the Proverbs 8.
Nagamba.
And he says.
Yonabiri mbutukirivu ebibi.
All his words are in righteousness.
Timuli muwadde kyama kyama.
None of them is crooked.
Wadde kyenyodde.
They know that purpose.
Ari someto ulire.
Let us read we hear.
Ngere suli omunana olinyolo omunana.
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 8.
Ebigambo byonna ebyomukamwa kange biri mu butukirivu. Mubyo temuli kimu. Temuli mukintu ekikyama kyama ne wankubadde ekyenyodde.
Yes.
Ebigambo by'omukamwa ka Katonda.
The words of the mouth of God.
Lwaki biyingira okuyitibwa ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu?
Why they are called the holy scriptures?
Kubanga temuli muwadde kikyama kyama.
Because none of them is crooked.
Ne wankubadde ekyenyodde.
They are that perverse.
Biri mu butuukirivu.
They are all in righteousness.
Ore. Words.
Bigambo
by'omukamwa ka
Katonda. Ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
Njuzo inacho yonge dotege.
I feel it's something move to understand.
Lwachi bya tukiriza.
Why is it that they are one in fulfilled? They are in righteousness.
Timuli mwadde chenyo denyo
dechaterera. Crooked that it wasn't straightened.
Ngebya mwabantu.
Like you what's the human being?
Yemwogera ngatemmanyi jebikoma.
That you speak you don't know where they end.
Natomanyi nabuna bitukiriza.
You don't even know how you will fulfill them.
Bidimbutukirivu ashobola kubitukiriza.
Righteousness that they can fulfill them.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Temba muwadde kichami kyami.
None of them is perverse.
Era chovula ba.
Now that's why you see.
Mu Daniel esuleri eyekumi.
In Daniel chapter 10.
Abiyitibwe byandikwa mu byandikwa ebitukufu.
They are called scriptures written in the holy scriptures. What's written there?
Bigambo ebiwandikiddwa mu.
What's written in the holy scriptures?
Obatye muita script.
Scripts. Written there.
Script.
Because they got to be many and they're called scriptures. They got to be so righteous.
This is not only script.
This is not a mere script. But
scriptures
are scriptures that are many and they are all righteous.
First
with Daniel we see.
Daniel
chapter 10 verse 21.
naye nakubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima
naye bino byo olulimi lutegeere bulungi.
But I will show you which is noted in the scripture of truth.
Na ye nakutegeeza ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima.
Bino byasukka.
Abantu
bawandiikayo ebintu byabwe nga byamazima. Omukazi oyo alina amabeere n'amatu.
Yes.
Naye bino byo byawandiika ne bigamba.
This wrote and they said.
Mu Zaburi eya 139.
Psalms 149.
Nga tannamera wadde n'akamu.
Before she grew a part of
them. He
has no others. I saw them.
Byasukkawo gwe owandiika ogamba amazima omukazi oyo oba omusajja alina okutuna
ennyindo
ye n'agamba nze nasukkawo nabiraba nga ennyindo
tennamerawandiika
mu
kitabo
ekyokulabirakoabantu woba owandiise ku muntu wano osobola owandiika
ekituufuowandiika n'amazimanaye
agasukka amazima ge galengera ensibuko
yaabyo olina
kyoyongera otegeere
nti
nga bwe nkuwadde ekyokulabirako omusajja oba omukazi oyo kituufu alina ennyindo era bw'ogiwandiika gaba mazima.
You know you have your books, you read out there. What's not in the scriptures of truth?
You
show you scriptures of truth, what they do. Let's go to Psalms
139.
I saw your
part
before. This exceeds truth.
Okay. Kali katusome tulabe.
Let us read with
you. Kulage che chategeza mu byantu byamazima.
What it means in the scriptures of truth.
Zaburi 139 olunyolwe 13.
Psalms 149 from verse 14.
Kubanga gwe olina omwoyo gwange.
Yo omwoyo agulina.
The spirit has it.
Guinza obutagumanya.
You may not know it.
No wandiko omuntu.
And you write about a human being.
Naye omwoyo naye yagumanya okuwandiika nti omwoyo.
He knows the spirit, he writes that the spirit.
Zaburi 139 olunyi lwa 13.
Psalms 149 verse 14.
Kubanga gwe olina omwoyo gwange. Wambikako mu lubuto lwa mmange. Olunyi lwa 14.
Ebyandiko byamazima bigamba.
Olina omwoyo gwange. You have my spirit.
Nze.
Me.
Nze ng'omwoyo.
Me as the spirit.
Wambikako.
You covered me.
Ebitabo byamazima ebyabantu bigamba.
Books of truth of people they say.
Omuntu.
A human being.
Yani.
Who is he?
He has the head.
Alina omutwe.
Yani.
Who is he?
He has the eyes.
Alina amaaso.
Yani.
Ye, who is he?
Tebannamuli. Bamwogeddekawo.
Of this pocket of a human being there?
Kankubuulire olaba.
Let me tell you,
see. Kalibogera bituufu alina okutu nyindo.
Naye yani. Truth, he has a ear or nose, but who is that one?
Yani kwe byamazima bigamba ye mwoyo.
Scriptures of truth say that is the spirit.
I didn't imagine bikulaga.
After they show you, he was just covered this body.
Mwabasoma biology.
You started biology.
Mwabasoma ku muntu.
Not yet started of a human being.
Musoma olugero omuntu.
You started the cloth of a human being.
Olwamu bikibwako.
That covered upon him.
Nyakulaga ebyandiko byamazima kyebikola.
I want to show you.
Birino olino yebi.
Have originality of
face.
That is God.
Nti okyogerako nekikwata omuntu okuva ku kanyusi ng'alina okukyuka bw'aba waakukyuka nga si
waakuzikirira
ekyo kye mutera owulira kyenjogeramu
njogera
biri byennyini byaiswe ebyamazima ekigambo kya Katonda
oligenatemulimu
wadde ekyenyodenyodenyiriri ku lunyiri
n'olyoka
ondabira bwakituukiriza
mukaawa
soko Maria onkurage
gwe. You finish there, we show you.
Zaburi 139 olunyirwa 13.
Psalms 149 verse 13.
Zaburi 139 olunyirwa 14.
Psalms 149 verse 14.
Nakwebazanga kubanga okolebwa kwange kwantisa kwa kitalo.
Kwantisa kwa kitalo kutia.
Fearful and wonderful how.
Emirimu jo ja kitalo. Nekyememe yange kimanyidde ddala. Olunyolwe 15. Tewakisibwa mubiri gwange. bwenakolebwa mu kyama bwenatondebwa n'amagezi amangi mu byawansi ebyensi
tewakisibwa mubiri gwange. Yes,
yes, me, I'm right there. My body,
Katonda yagulaba.
God saw it.
Now and the original.
And he wrote original about it. You still write ears?
Now we Katonda yagaita atanga tegana
how did God call them before they became ears? The white say it was a cell. Cell. That's a human cell. That were cells. But tell him, get the egg of a woman and of a man. Out of them look for ears there. God holds the original.
When
speaks from the roots
in
righteousness of that thing.
Zaburi 13:9
Psalms 139:16
Amasoko galaba mbiri gwange ngategunna tukirira.
Uno yakulaba.
This one saw.
Bobo cha kuandika konti eristo.
Right of the eye.
Yeye alilaba ngatini na.
God saw before it existed there.
Are you get kugamba tuogira?
Now when you speak.
Biology yagamba umutwe kulika ibitu.
Biology say that on the head there are different parts.
Eyes.
Amaso.
Ears.
Matu.
Nose.
Natabina
kubaho nechimu yeye yagamba kuli no kubako nose.
They were formed. He said there has to be a nose, eye and ears.
Amen.
Gugendo wandika nga yeye wandika dama zima.
As you wrote, you already had written truth about that.
Chenjagalo kulaga.
What I want to show you.
Tisinga.
That if.
Okwato kukiriza mchigambo cha Katonda.
Give faith towards the word of God.
Manya bwoli chibulira chija chusa abantu kuchuka.
Preach it, it will change people.
Manya
you know,
chigena kolera abo kukolerwa.
Work for them meant to be worked for.
Amen.
Chigena kuonya abo kuonyezibwa.
Heal those meant to heal.
Usonge uyogera ye.
You speak him.
Aba ino kwetu kiriza.
He has to fulfill himself.
Amen.
Uyogera ye.
You speak him. Himself in every aspect he has to
fulfill
himself. He cannot shame himself.
Bible says,
he cannot deny himself. And things don't come to pass. You just
see
them. Now, put them in the original of life. It's God himself. And you see, I will not fulfill them.
Get
them, you not twist them.
Scripture
by scripture. Verse by verse. Command by command. Yeah, a little there, a little. How it does the work in his people. God to write that you've written. All that you write about on this world. Now let me ask you. You write of a mango. What is it? What is a mango? Is it a fruit? Are they the leaves? It's the tree.
Let's speak
of truth now. What is a mango? Praise the Lord. I'm named Pastor Robina.
Omuyembe.
A mango. It's a spirit that has clothed the body of an appearance of a mango. Who can dare know that? Mango is that fruit? I have fruit mango.
Mango yani.
But who is a real mango?
Okay, Kali. Yes, sigena kubatu wala mubi inji.
I'll not take it many days. I want to show you.
Mango mutufu ainza kubani.
Rightful mango could be who?
Boda mulubiribiri osuru mutekiri.
When you go to Genesis, you can understand. Genesis chapter 1.
Baba gamba, baba tonde mungiri ya
avu. They create them in their likeness.
Bali mungeri ya.
In their likeness. You have to search out who are they. Let's leave that. You keep writing about mango. You keep writing about cow. When they will show you a real cow is when you will know.
Wanga muinako simanyi. cow skin.
That you have a cow skin.
Made of the cow.
Enyama yente.
Ente yani.
Who is cow? Real cow.
Okay, to be okay.
Let's slip that.
I
want to tell you truth. That before you see God write them in his book.
Okay, what
do you think of that we are studying about? I do not want to just move you quick. Indeed, are you sure? Understood the word I speak about? Faith towards God. Coming from hearing his word.
You look
at it most, for God does not fulfill our words. When he sent his spirit at his angels, they fulfill his words. Because his words, it is made up of his words, those in righteousness. Those words in righteousness,
they
are not written in the scripture.
That truth
you would have thought of.
Example,
I give this in the Psalms we are reading.
Before
you saw, he saw them. How did he see them before?
He has
originality of the
faith.
His words, he knows where to touch that he fulfills it. That's why you should not speak your words, but you do not know how you will fulfill them.
You
speak words of God which he will fulfill. You finish the sounds we see.
Zaburi 13:19.
Psalms 139:16.
Amasogo galaba mbiri gwange ngateguna tukirira. Ne mu kitabo kyo ebitundu byange byonna ne biwandikibwa.
Yes.
Ye mu kitabo kyo originally,
it's original book.
Ya kuwandika ko
da. You wrote about you in it.
Nanga muja kuba
busayi zwe. It is, you will be in this and this size.
Bagenda okula bene.
As they saw you here. He had wrote about you long back. Now, when you tell him, Lord, you heal this one. He knows how you grow up.
You
wrote about you, you'll grow like this. The nose will be the first to grow big.
Which one of
you grow in different ways. Body parts of your bodies. Why? He has the originality of things.
When I reach,
for you, I can inquire from him. He is sick of this, but what is the main thing? When you are commanding them to grow, if they are to be healed of this, how can they be healed? You've seen that? Now look to Pastor Shalom. The word of God, don't cast off a single word. It's in righteousness. See how he fulfills it. It's him himself.
Original
of truth is the truth. Praise Jesus much. Now you finish there, we see.
Zaburi 13:19.
Psalms 139:16.
Ne mu kitabo kyo ebitundu byange byonna ne biwandiikibwa. Ebyabumbibwanga buli lunaku.
Tuba buli akamera ka note.
Every part grows is what he knows.
Ekyo nagamba kijja kukula
bwesi. That I said you will grow like this. That is finished. And then you finish one who is completely formed. And you say, we know who man is. We saw him. He has things and the part, this is a woman. They have this, that is a man. If they don't come with them, you call him what?
Okay, singa taja na vitundu
hivi. If they don't come with those parts, what will you call such a person? That's why you got a problem. God is male or female.
For
he created us in his image.
Yatunda mchwana nchomukazi no musaji.
Image male and female. Who is man? You know, men here do not know who a man is. Even women do know who a woman is. But the man means head of the family. It does not mean private parts. But men here, they think, I am a man.
A woman,
you're a woman. Yes. You know, I am a woman. I have parts.
Leave
me. Don't know something.
Speaks
man, you may not know what you speak. I'm not abusing you. But
the thing,
who is the man?
There are
other parts.
Hmm.
What's a great man in me image? He said, man.
Mm.
Yes.
Man.
Who is man?
Man.
Man. But as we make him, we make out of male and female. Yet they are in our image. As we hear, Jesus came is a son of man. And who is real man? The real man is God himself.
Did
you you say that man, I have met a man. Which man?
Or,
this is the one who must understand them. He alone
must
get my words in righteousness.
Set
my spirit forward on you, understand my words the way they are, not as you think of them. Genesis 1 verse 26-27. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness, male and female. We thought a woman and man, okay, we understood. These are parts. The way we understood, we summarized it.
But
we make image of the other, is he a man or a woman? Jesus has come to birth us the second time. We look to him. Passing through
Nicodemus.
Shall we go back in the wrong mind he had? Look at the heads.
We
had to give birth. Thoughts quickly ran. Let's go back in the womb. We let feet down there. Look at those heads. God has announced the
reason.
When I speak his words, the way it is, and not twisted it,
he
will fulfill it, for he knows it very well. Now, angels, are they women?
Or
oh, they are men? Magdi tell us, we are going to be like angels, no marrying, no getting married. What is getting married? Even God, we get a spouse to him. Marrying is having sex like that. That's what they think. When you reach Muslims corrupted in their minds. You know, I'm married. It means what?
Dining,
that's what it means. Have you ever had sex
with God,
yet he has got a spouse to him? Marriage means a responsibility. Stewardship. When you get a spouse to God, they have to take care of you.
You just,
I've spoken of those as words of example.
In
proof of the words of God. That you don't keep them the way they are. You do not understand them. You will speak your words, you will never fulfill them.
Well,
he does not understand them as yours.
Understand
as it spoke them in their righteousness. Now you.
Ebirowoozo bya Katonda biri wala nnyo ng'eggulubooliraba. Oyinza leeta kirowoozo ki ku bibi.
What thoughts can you bring and attach it to yours?
Ne muteesa naye.
And you reason with him.
Bagamba ne mutuma olimba Katonda atuyita okuteesa
naye. God called us reason with him.
Kitufu abooluganda.
It's true, brethren.
Yagadde kulaga.
I wanted to show you.
Ebigambo byonna ebya Katonda.
All the words of God.
Ebyanku ebitukuvu.
They are the holy scriptures.
Ebikola ekigambo kya Katonda.
Which make up the word of God.
Biri mbutuukirivu.
They are in righteousness.
Era ye atuukiriza kigambo
kye. And he fulfills his words.
Oyagala okukola n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
You want to work with the Holy Spirit.
Oyagala okukola ne bamalayika.
You want to work with the angels.
Oyina kubeera mu kigambo kya Katonda.
You have to be in the word of God.
Okumanya ekigambo kya Katonda kyasukka obutuukirivu.
The word of God exceedingly got righteous.
Kisobola okukebera nekyawula ebirowoozo n'okufumiitiriza.
It can discern separate the thoughts and intentions of man.
Ekigamba ebyo by'obuulidde obulidde kufumiitiriza kusiga na bikolayo.
Bridge to imagination, I will not work on it.
Ufumintiriza nti nyinza okuwonya.
Imagine you can heal.
Tosobola kakasa mu kigambo kyange nti mponya.
Can't prove in my word that I can heal.
Daba Bibulani esula yokuna 12 kyegamba.
Hebrews 4 verse 12 what it says.
Bibulani esula yakuna olunyirwa 12.
Hebrews 4 verse 12.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda kiramu. Era kikozi. Era kisala okusinga buli kitala kyonna ekyobwojo obubiri. Era kiyitamu. N'okwawula ne kyawula obulamu n'omwoyo ennyingo n'obusomyo era kyangu okwawula okulowooza n'okufumintiriza okw'omu mutima.
Yes.
Gwe tokiraba nga bwe kiri wano.
Don't you see it the way it is here?
Kyogera nga tokinyoddenyodde. Oba oyagala okukyusa abantu.
People are twisted, want to change people.
Kigenda ne kituula.
It costs.
Ne kyawula kuba twakigaalwa agambyeko bikwe mwoyo.
But they said it's a spirit.
Kiramu.
It is living.
Gwe bw'okyogera nga bwe kiri akyongera obulamu nga kigenda mu bantu.
As it life at heads to the people.
Nikituuka.
It reaches.
Nikibeera kiramu nnyo.
It appears so living. It works.
Kigenda kukola ekya kitumiddwa.
Actively going to do what it was sent for.
Kusinziira bw'okyogedde nga bwe kiri mu mazima gaakyo.
How you spoke the way it is in its truth.
Kiba kiramu.
It's living.
Kikola.
And it works.
Gwe kiba kyakukyusa babbi oba banyazi nekibakyusa.
If robbers have changed them.
Kiba kigenze kukola.
It's going to work. Accomplish that work.
Bwe kituuke eyo.
When it reached there.
Kikyuka ne kikwata omwoyo ne kigusa ebbali.
Gets the spirit put aside.
Ne kikwata n'obulamu ne kibuteeka
ebbali. Life put it on the side.
Olaba obukozi bwakyo.
You see how it works.
Kisobola okwawulira ddala obulamu n'omwoyo.
Can separate the life and the spirit.
Olaba bagamba obulamu kye ki n'omwoyo
kye ki. What is this life and what is the spirit?
Okusinziira mu Yakobo essuula ey'okubyonyola by'omukaaga.
According to James 2 verse 26.
Omubiri nga teguli mu mwoyo.
A body without spirit.
Agufudde.
It is dead.
Naye ate omubiri.
But the body.
Gusobola osigalamu obulamu.
It can retain life within itself. For some, a couple of minutes. When the spirit is out of it. And they get out the heart. Even some organs, they're still living. Because of life in the blood. It can go. And you preach, it says.
This
is why the captivity is the blood. Let us first give him dreams of the family where he comes. And it's a very hard family. He will change. When you see the spirit is what got in past, it shows you are falling in hell. Touch the real spirit.
He said,
let's touch the spirit.
You want
the way it is, you will see its work.
Kisigala kyo kikozi.
It remains active and working.
Nsiga egenda okumera.
The seed going to grow.
Era wawulira nti ezimu zigwa ku lwazi.
You had some fall by the rock.
Yani zigwa ku musenyu.
Others fall on the sand.
Yani zigwa ku ttaka
ekimu. Others on the fertile grounds.
Kimera mera omwo munda mugwe.
It grows within you.
Ngeri yakyo.
In its way.
Kino okwekolera okumera.
It has to make and do a work for itself to grow.
Kati bw'okibulira mu bulamu bwakyo kirina omumera.
Preach it in its life, it has to grow.
Eiza bwe kimaliriza nga kiremerwa okumera mu gwe.
When it finish for you to grow in you.
Kiteekawo omusango.
It puts in place judgments.
Ekigamba.
It says.
Oyo gumusinze.
That one is condemned.
Kubanga ekigambo kyange tekiyabya
gyali. My word has not room within him.
Akirwanisiza.
He spout it.
Nikisobola okwekolera obukodyo.
Can make bricks.
Okumera mu gwe singa kibuulirwa mu butuufu.
Grow in you if it's preached in righteousness.
kiyinza n'okusalawo kikube entiisa
yokkanga
kibuuliddwa mu butuufu ne kitandika okukola
omulimu
kubanga ye katonda
mwenyini
wobulira n'osimbula
n'asigala
nga kimugamba kale gweno wesiri waze nnyo jakugwa mu
geyera
bwagaana
kisooka
kikebera omusaayi ono yasibibwa nnyo
mu busiru
tusooke tumulaga ewaabwe nga waliyo ebyokola
ebitaaguula
ajja kuvaamu omwoyo
omubiolaba
nga omwoyo gwo
ate
gwe guliko obusibu oba
obutategeeratumulage
ku geyena
kyo
kyennyini kikwekoleramu omulimu nga kikolagana n'omwoyo omutukuvu ne
bamalayikaabakituukiriza
kyovaolaba
nkukuutira
okutambuliranga mu kigambo
kya Katonda. Never fail to walk within the word of God.
Mukubulira.
To preaching.
Mukutambula mbulamu buno ng'okola.
Mukupiga this life as do.
Mukubulira.
In preaching.
Mukusabira.
In pray for.
Ujja kulaba obulamu bwakyo n'okukola kwakyo.
You will see the life of the word and its working.
Katonda ye mwetegefu nnyo kituukiriza.
God is already to fulfill it.
Kigenda nkyawula obusomyo n'amagumba
waliekigamba
obulwadde bwalwadde
nnokwotinga
Matayo
12:28
oba osaba ali
mbamwogerezi
bw'aba agoba emizimu ku bomwoyo
wakatonda
bwe tukebedde buno obulwadde si bwabwa
bulijjo
weetaaga okwotinga ekyani kuba ekiti kituukirizibwe mu
ffe
uzanya n'obulamu bw'ekigambo.
You joke with the life of the word.
Mwali temubuulirwa nko kigambo mu bulamu
bwa Katonda. You know you had never been preached the word in its real life.
Era kunyonyola obulamu bw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Explain you the life of the word of God.
Ne bakakasa nti ye Katonda bwe kibeera mu bulamu bwakyo nga bwakiwulira.
You that God if it's in
his life, ugira,
as he spoke it,
akituukiriza.
He fulfills it.
Era amaliriza agamba.
And he ends up saying,
tugenda okuleeta ffe ebigambo
byaffe
nga ye buli kimu yakirabye dda kati owemalira
bwerereebebulaniyesula13so
si wali kitonde ekitalabika mu maaso ge naye ebintu byonna byeruruddwa era bibikuliddwa mu maaso g'oyo gwe tuleetera ebigambo byaffe
tugenda omuleetera bino ebyaffe tweyogeza kakati atumanyi mukama kakati mbadde nsaba kino
alina
ekigambo kyekigambaye ntuukiriza ebyo byenasongako engalo
okubeeraebirala
ebiringati eri gye weetoola yonna omala bisiraigenda
bikole
oyo gwe tuleetera bino ebigambo byaffe neweyogezayogeza aba yalabye dda buli
kimuagamba
singa obadde
ompuliriza
wandikutte ekyo ekyanikwa n'okinkanyuga
mumata
n'osooka okuŋŋaanya ebyensonga byokka bye
nnayogeran'olindiira
okulaba kye
nnandikuzeemu
bino ogenda okwogera omanyi tugenda mu
ssaalaoyogera
ebibyo ayi mukama katonda omuyinza ebintu
byonnaoli
w'amaanyi nnyo omanyi oli wa kitiibwa jangu weerage mumaanyi go gennyini n'agamba agaliwa ge
nagambawa
kyokka bannaye lwaki mwetawanya n'ebigambo
byaogenda
okubireeta ye nga
yalabye
yesu
yebazibunaye
nga tutunuulidde mu mpagi yaffe eisooka ey'okukkiriza eri
katonda
tutunuulira nnyo
we look most
okukkiriza okuva mukuwulira ekigambo kya
katonda kubanga
katonda tatuukiriza bigambo
byatuukiriza
kigambo
era
tusembyeyo nga tuwulira wano mbebulani essula eyo
eyokuna12ekigambo
kya katonda kiramu
era kikozi
It's a
double-edged sword. Separates the thoughts and intents, bones and the marrows, the spirit and the life.
And
to him we bring our words. All things are laid bare. As we go speak our many words,
and
him has looked already in this word. If he speaks the other and this, and I fulfill it, and I send my spirit and my angels, the mighty ones,
and
they fulfill my word,
as
hear the voice of my word, and they fulfill it. Now see where they're rotating to. Only meaningful words. They are words of the mouth of God. And when he speaks of them, in Job chapter 23, from verse 1 to 5, he speaks saying like this. Job chapter 23, from verse 1.
Job chapter 23, from verse 1. Olunyolo kusatu. Singa manyi jenyinzo kumulabira. Singa nyinzo kutuka newali. Na wali entewe ye. Olunyolo kuna. Nandirira anyiza ensonga yange masoge. Nenzijuza kamuaka ange ensonga. Olunyolo kutano. Nandi manye bigambo bye. Beyandi nzizemu. Nentegera beyandi ngambye.
Yes.
But
if he discovered where the throne of God is,
he
would have filled his mouth meaningful words. But only words rightful, the one from the mouth of God.
He
told already in Proverbs 8. And he tells, words of his mouth are in righteousness. None of them is crooked. Neither that perverse.
The
words of God are what you've filled in your mouth. In preaching to others, they are going to be changed. When you pray within his will of words, he is going to fulfill them. Just wait what he's going to answer you. Automatically he has to answer you. Because you see, the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. Not your own words, you speak his words. What does he speak in the John? The one of God speaks the words of God. If you
are
to change people in this world to turn unto God,
do
not speak your own words which you want.
Yokane sura ya kusatu olinyolwa satu mwenya.
John chapter 3 verse 34.
Kubanga Katonda gwe yatuma ayogera bigambo bya Katonda. Kubanga bwagaba omwoyo tamugerera.
Era singo tanulecho.
If you begin to do that.
Kubanga Katonda gwe yatuma.
But the one God sent
ayogera bigambo bya Katonda.
Era
tukana ku omwoyo ngatacha yatuma na pima.
If you spirit without measuring him.
Anga omwoyo mutukirize.
Holy Spirit fulfill. You heal. That one speaks only by words.
Chikambo cha Katonda. Kamwe bwogera yaba nchitukiriza. Ne baba kuwo moyo gwe mugendo kula nayo moyo mutukufu.
Give you the Holy Spirit, you want to work with.
Mani.
In power.
Kagera na kugera tuka na gambo huyo.
Even measure you to say that one.
Kuti cha quoting
mutukirize. What you fulfill. The spirit in power sending him, he gives up on it.
When
the spirit does not measure him, even power is not measured. He's now
in that
Revelation 19, verse 6,
the omnipotent God,
the God measure, he gives up measuring. Now let it work. Something you move to understand.
Don't deceive.
God sent you and you're going to speak your own words. Stand on the pulpit and the red side to speak your own words. He will ask of you where you got them from.
And
you claim to speak words of God. And you claim that God sent you. So what we speak of our own words, and is it God who sent you? So go, send yourself, go speak your own words.
So, sit in the castle of his words.
You hear what he reasons to speak.
Look to that head.
This head, why is he carrying it, breaking him? Not abusing.
What he speaks,
their standards. Wonder whether they saw each other with God.
And he said,
check your neighbor, see whether they have pubic hair with their parts. That one God sent him. That lady carried it in vain.
It's beaten in hell, in wonder.
God does a word he speaks. When we come in his words,
he
spoke to people, check their brethren so they have pubics with themselves.
When people ask you what you've spoken, where you will quote it out. Now, when they ask, check themselves as they're sitting, who has pubics in their parts?
If you start with a child, if they check you now, look to that head.
God, now you're my, go use your parts for what they are supposed to do.
God speaking that?
He says, he doesn't say go use your parts for what they are meant to do. What? Say you find a cow, use it with the cow.
God, this is the standard of speaking out.
That's why God.
You can speak on the world, you shit yells. It's not minding you. See, God is so bad-hearted. If you fulfill the word, God, they are matured and grown. He fulfills that. Now you think of what you speak in your life, you're used to speak things right. Times you speak things right, God will not fulfill them still. He said that one. Out of one spring will not come two type of waters. He makes you speak right things, for every time you speak things not right.
Rubbish, I can't fulfill it.
Tomorrow they speak wrong, and they say what God spoke yesterday, I fulfilled. See how they speak wrong. What it does, I will not fulfill all of them. Once we will come to type of water, the sweet and the bitter, always to speak the word of God which he will fulfill. He used to speak what he speaks. One time you're serious, want to do it, you will say I will not fulfill it. Last time they were angered, speaking arrogant words, as they jeer with their lips stretching them, the same mouth that freezing God, tomorrow it's abusing.
Don't abuse,
but I feel abuse is coming within me. I want to say you funny man. No, God hears it. You funny man. He hears it within you. And tomorrow you wait.
Lord,
I pray. You get tired. That same spring is come. That's why he say you be used to the fear of God. For what you get used in the flesh, profits by being used in the Lord. It profits more. That your life is of the world.
It's not of what you pray, meaningful words.
God will not answer you. Bible says Jeremiah, chapter
23,
the verse 22. If you want to
die,
make them hear the words of God. Speak your words, you will change them, we see. You change them yourself. And we see. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 22.
Kale mwandi uliza abantu bange bigambo byange.
Yes.
Era bandi bachusiza okuleke kubo lyabwe b no bibwe bikolwa byabwe.
Yes.
Singa mwali mwatu dawe bigambo
stood in the castle of my words. They are the holy scriptures. My people hear my words.
Era mwandi bachusiza okuba bikolwa
byabwe from their evil works.
Maybe they are living, they are active, ready to fulfill them.
That's why he basically says that I saw this one waters, God brings the increase. That you saw it, you can't tell God. I have sowed maize, yet you sowed beans.
But
if he reaches to grace, you told him you sowed maize. And what cometh out? A bean. Look to this child. Told them I grow that the maize he sowed. I'm seeing beans. We shall look for it.
Okay.
You know to await for rice when you sowed another.
No, God,
my rice I've sowed. It's the rice you've sowed.
What have you
always? No problem. What do people don't change this? People after giving up hearing the word of God. That's not where he changes people.
He
fulfills the words that you speak. He wants to fulfill his words.
That's
what
Jeremiah 23. But if they had stood in my
cash,
and had caused my people to hear my words, then
they
should have turned them from their evil ways, from the evil they are doing.
You proclaim
the
word and the words of God, the scriptures of truth. God remains to grow them for your souls. That's what it speaks in the Corinthians, saying like this.
1
Corinthians chapter.
Abakolinso ekisoka esula ya kusatu olunyiriri olwe
1 Corinthians.
Okay, erisi ulisoka esula ya kusatu. Okay, ya kusatu.
Bakolinso ekisoka esula ya kusatu olunyiriri olwe 4.
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 4.
Kubanga omuntu wayogera nti ndi wa Paulo. N'omulala nti nze ndi wa Apollo, nga temuli bantu buntu. Olunyolo 5. Kale Apollo kye ki ne Paulo kye ki? baweleza buweleza ababa kilizisa elabu ni mtunga mkama wafi yamua
we
are here to make you believe.
To
make you believe when you've heard the word of God.
It's
next language down that he explains.
1
Corinthians chapter 3 verse
6.
Yes. We saw the word. One cometh to water it. God brings the increase. But he will
come
increase of something not his.
For
everything he never planted, he uproots it.
You see how
we find it? And you put him in his child that's not his? What are these ones he puts in them? He puts them out, uproots them.
Did
you read everything never planted, never uproot it? Remember when he saw, speaks of the sower, he said, the seed is the word. If he finds you, that's why
many
of you, what he sowed in you out there, we uprooted them out of you. He uprooted them from you. Those are not mine. I will not grow them in them. What they preached you out there, when you arrive here, we uproot them out of you. And they say, you went to that place where they wrap out what we put in you.
What
did you put in them? God will not grow that which not is.
If you
preach all your
years,
you do, you fall for what you preach you to, they don't help you.
Think,
why are they
preaching
little adding in this? And they all disappear to destruction.
It
ends up church, they are all people who clothe raw bodies, immoral, evil acts within them, even from the head. For they sowed there of him as him.
But
if you trouble me, I go back, I say, Father, that one I sowed in him, they trouble him, he has no room in him. That is your son, your daughter. And the one you love is the one you rebuke. I quote elsewhere. And they come for you.
Because
I rarely pray such. I usually pray to be
counseled.
Father, counsel your son or daughter.
And
he counsels you with the dreams and the visions. If you refuse, you tell him why you have refused. I really pray for beatings. I pray for counselings. God beat this person in the vision and speak with him.
But
heard the word, but they're fighting it. Praise Jesus.
So
now, though you are to pray, in the John chapter 15, the verse 7, not pray in his words, will not fulfill them. John chapter 15, verse 7.
N'ebigambo byange bwe bibeera mumwe, musabenga kye mwagala kyonna, munaakikolerwanga.
Yes.
You abide in him and we believe him, Lord Jesus, in the Father. For Christ is in the Father, and we too are in Christ. The other day we understood it. That
is
John 14:20. On the other day, you know that I am in the Father, you are in me and I am in you. His words, his word Jesus, and is in us. We ask all that we need. Remember the part we can handle you. It's what we move on next. Faith without works.
You
can gather them up, but you ask disqualify you. You ask, it's not given you. Someone say every day I quote those words. You look to your actions. Consider, we shall see them at the next point.
Yes,
John 15:7. If you abide in him, what abide in us,
ask all need
it to be given us. What can fail actions for a prayer of the righteous one is what can work. You to have it as well. The faith will not attach to works. But this pillar of faith towards God, of the gospel of salvation, it's a real pillar. Angels say, if you give the words of the book, they are ready to work with us. According to Revelation 22, verses 7 and 8,
though
the mighty ones fulfilling the word of God, as it first
heard
Psalms 133, verse 20, one of what has seen under them come on this world. Look, your initial praying. You spoke everything. Angels come. They do what with you? Yes. They are in heaven seated. They began to come and began to kill
you.
You see them in the dream, in your forefathers. Fulfill the word of God. Because we began on it. Church, we
meet
outside. Make noise, Lord. Where is that written? What is that written name? You speak script just so you speak your own. Spoke the wonderful things of God, the scriptures. I want to get those who speak those things I ask them. You say, John, what? John, what have you spoken?
Peter?
They tell you God is going to fulfill those your funny words you speak. You're neighing with words as a he got.
So close to me now.
You pass like you are playing like a court, like that. Now, we only comes is to should do what? You tell him you are your tongues in which scripture?
What you wear zone to was a zone to
act much to that extent. That's why you did this order. Let us read and hear. Revelations chapter 22 from verse 8.
Nanga yokana nzena ulira nenda babino.
Revelations chapter 22 verse 8.
Nanga yokana nzena ulira nenda babino. Bwena ulira nenda ba. Nenvunamu okusinza maso g'ebigere bya malaika andaga bino. Olunyolo omwenda. Nangamba nti laba tokola bw'otyo. Ne muddu muno era ow'omubaganda bo bannabbi. Nabo abakwata ebigambo eby'ekitabo kino. Sinza Katonda.
Yes.
Yamuganze ffe tukuweereza n'abakwata bigambo bya mu kitabo kino.
We serve those who keep the words of this book.
Simanyi bakusingana.
I don't know they find you. You're speaking tongues, holding the Bible. Who is it in the Bible?
No,
the angel, what is it to do for you?
Ugambo yogena nimi za
malaika
agenda kujia kuwe.
Angels still to come to here.
Tagenda kuwe kwa nawe ngatoli mbigambo.
Going to walk with him, you when you're not in these words.
Goro ogero obo kuoti.
Now when you speak tongues, you've quoted words.
Liga kusengana debe.
And you find you naying like a ghost. Like,
sengen debe
sikoto. He said,
chukuda babi vako.
That's why he gave up.
Usingano mtu wala luse
daluri. You find someone has gotten mad.
Kati malaika, what are
you
always?
You thought an angel would do what for you?
Kumanga no kukola nawe
joya gara mtu ma working with you want to send him over to bring you what you need okay
okuruanira ke
ndaru to fight wars for you
okotinga
now you
musara ya lutal
what
brenda sekate baba sei sekate malaika ndemo sei sekate pa now it is
the angel you can make he said it your what
niye kanisa
no church
vindo mbieta ya singa okuda mu buntu
need to get back to sanity in common sense, understanding.
Mm.
Yes.
Said,
I have told what scripture to the angel. What have I spoken? Go side in us. Spoken tongues, but I've spoken out which scriptures? Now God is going to fulfill, okay? Pray your prayer when you trouble yourself.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Yes, so.
Secretary. Not the only day to
you go back, you wait that you prayed.
Hakuratia.
He does what for you? You know the men, they went to make their throats and voices.
They go, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Now, when you
see them, you think anointing is flowing.
The
thing God that is great.
Maybe even to be
the things you do that you are before Him.
Don't
know how to fish, but it's broad. What you have to know. Isaiah 1:18 it tells you. Come, we reason together.
Do
not expect you'll speak there what you want. Read me that verse we see. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18.
Mujeno tuteze fembi. Bayogera mukama. Ebibibi amwenewe biba ngolugoye olumyufu. Binaba byerungo muzira. Newe bituwa kalange bendera, binabange beya biendiga.
You come with them together. Did they call you? You have to full meaningful words in yourself.
Reason
is say make all nations disciples.
Those
put scriptures.
And
they fill his words in them. Even the prayer then will begin.
Person can
reason with God in prayer and they have the words of God.
God,
you can go reason with Him. And it's just you.
Job
38. And He says, read for us we hear.
Job chapter
38 in the verse 2.
Aniono alete chizikiza mkutesa nebi gambe vitali mkumanya.
Yes.
Ayizo kuita Isaiah 18.
You can call in Isaiah
118.
Come with reason.
No ingilao na hivi gambo.
Enter with your own words.
Najayo yobu asetu
muna ane. Job 48.
Aniono alete chizikiza mkutesa.
Who is darkening my castle.
Nebi gambe vitali mwado
kumanya. With words without knowledge.
Tawano.
Go from here.
You told me
I come with reason a lot.
Nebi gambe vitali mwado
kumanya. With those your words without knowledge. I don't tell you go be made a disciple.
After
made a disciple,
you
be baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy
Spirit.
Taught all that I commanded. Then you come, you reason, speak with each other. What this you brought.
Now,
before you go, ask what you say. Where were you when I
lived
on the nations of the earth? You tell me, and then we speak on. You say, I cannot. same.
God is written.
Your hand is not shortened. Cannot save. And not save.
You say,
where is it written? In your scriptures. Where? If you spoke to them, they say, okay, where were you when I laid the foundations of the heavens and earth? That will tell me where you were. And do you have anything to answer? Someone said, would we speak without quoting? If you know it, you speak it out. You can say in Isaiah, God will look through the entire of it. He sees where it is.
The exact verse.
At least remember the words. The book where it is. When
he
speaks in Isaiah, he will look into it. Brethren, I wanted to tell you that this pillar of faith towards God, within it are these three major things: that we get light of enough to walk and work with God, that we do not stumble, that we do not fall in powers of darkness, that we see the powers of God make us overcome. The other, God does not fulfill our words. He fulfills His words. That's why you have to try to see. You have His words. His words. They hold the scriptures.
They
preach people that He changes them.
You
pray for people. He will heal them. There are those who say,
how
this is
Isaiah
44:26. He
fulfills
the word of His messengers, His servants. Which word? You first read
this.
I want us to finish.
Isaiah 44:26.
That he confirms the word of His servants. Which word? Bible speaks in Peter, prophets have one word.
You
do well to see it as a lamb. That is what He fulfills. That is His entire counsel. Now what's most
sure?
We have the word of a prophet. You do good to see it as a lamb which lightens in darkness. The morning star
would
lighten in our hearts. That's what lightens everything we pray and ask.
If
you see, you ask
that
light of the word spoke of it like this. That's the real word.
But
that light has to heal the people. For the sickness most has to be healed. The word alone is what can handle it. The sickness of sin. That's why we are on this dose. If it was a wrong dose, you know you'll not be healed of sin. Now, brethren, let's look most to the word of God. Preaching it for its body fulfills, praying and in all working. But what's most of all, when
you'll
quote it and move in it like that, and you don't appear it, those are its actions, still your prayers will not work. And we shall come back to see faith of the word of God. And there are actions attached. How it avails much. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.